Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. It's Dominic Cortese, and now you can play the open. Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. And how are you? And what's going on around your house? Give us a call. Open phone lines this Saturday morning. No agenda on my part. Just I'm here for you. So call 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention, 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free call at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930, or you can now text us on our same phone line, 803-0930. Take advantage of the fact that I've got open lines today with no agenda, so anything you want to talk about, I'm here for you. A couple things to tell you about. Next Saturday, a special show, as we bring to our microphones a gentleman from the Naval and Military Park. And we're going to be talking about repair work that they're doing on the Sullivans. And an interesting video that I saw where they're actually going underwater to do repairs. Imagine how important that is, and how pervasive problems might be with the floating museum there in the Buffalo River. So that's next Saturday. Gentlemen from the Naval and Military Park will be joining us here on our microphones as we try to support them annually with their causes. And one of them was the Veterans Tribute Award, which has gone by the wayside because of the pandemic. So they're looking still for fundraising opportunities, and we'll be talking with them, as I said, next Saturday. Also, I want to remind you that next Saturday, from 10 to 2, the new organization in Buffalo called Sleep in Heavenly Peace is hosting an open house. And this is located in the Eastern Hills Mall. Opportunity for you to come and see what they're doing. And you can see the operation firsthand. And if you're not familiar with the organization, it is one that promotes bedlessness. And that is children that are sleeping without a bed. The organization builds beds and equips them with a mattress and bedding. And Jerry Sheldon putting this together for the Buffalo chapter. Jerry, of course, a name you may recognize from his involvement at Habitat, now going on to something new, organization called Sleep in Heavenly Peace, the open house next Saturday from 10 till 2. Also, on the 26th of September, they're doing an event called Bunks Across America, and this will be also at the Eastern Hills Shop. A national build day where chapters across the country will build beds. With the event, they hope to accomplish two missions: unite the country, solving the problems of children bedlessness, as I've said, while creating a sense of unity and community through volunteers and involvement. So when you think about that, you know, these are one of those categories, one of these opportunities within our life that you think about the fact that, yeah, who doesn't have a bed? Well, Jerry tells me that at any given moment, there are about 10,000 children in Western New York alone that sleep without a bed. So a good organization to support if you're interested in helping. Again, next Saturday from 10 till 2, Eastern Hills Mall, open house. The organization Sleep in Heavenly Peace. I want to thank Todd Schmiegel for coming in last Saturday to air plumbing questions, and it was a great, greatly received show, and we'll have Todd back on, so be sure to stay tuned, and we'll be giving you an update on when Todd will be back for your plumbing questions. In the first or second week of September, I think it's the second Saturday, we actually will be hosting the grand prize drawing of the free roof from Ava Roofing. That'll be done live here on the air. So get ready for that coming up in the second Saturday of September. And if you haven't gone online to their website, avaroofing.com, to register yourself in, you should do that. If you are in need of a roof, take advantage of that opportunity right now to register for a chance to win a no gimmicks free roof from Ava Roofing. And again, I believe the date is, let's see here. Where's the calendar? September, I think it's the 11th. Is that a Saturday? No, that's a Sunday. Anyway, I was ill-equipped here. I think it's the 10th. Maybe it's the 10th. Anyway, I'll update that, and we'll tell you what that is in the weeks ahead. So, as I say, open lines today. Whatever you'd like to talk about, I'm here for you. You know the number, 803-0930, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And when you're online, check out cortese.net. That's our website, brand new and updated now regularly with pictures of our work, pictures of our staff, videos from Hammer Time TV. Those are fun to watch. And check out the videos and pictures of the new Cortese headquarters going up on Main Street in Clarence. Foundations are all in. They're getting ready now to pour the slab, do all the sub-slab work, which includes the plumbing lines, electric lines. And we're told the structure will be starting to go up in the next week or so. We've had some supply chain issues, pandemic-related, with materials for the building. As it relates to the trusses. Trusses have been held up. There's still issues with lumber. You probably read in the paper this week about lumber prices spiking due to high demand and low supply. Prices go up when that happens. And there are tariffs now on lumber coming out of Canada. So we're suffering through that, slowing up some of the delivery of materials to the site for erection of the building. But you can see the updates at cortese.net, and of course drive by anytime and take a look. It's 9074 Main Street in Clarence. It's between Sheridan and Shimerville. So check it out. And everything we do at Cortese Construction, of course, at our website, cortese.net. It includes our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, made for your kitchens and your outdoor kitchens, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings. Not go anywhere this summer? Yeah, how about an awning for your backyard? And our small projects divisions. Everything is hosted there at cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to my corner, George Urban and Dick, and say good morning to my manager, Mary Holland. She's the branch manager of the Lakeshore Bank there at George Urban and Dick. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you on this another beautiful Saturday?
Oh, we're doing great, and it's always good to talk to Lakeshore about everything that's going on at the bank, including the continued 2.5 fixed for a year home equity line of credit with no cost.
Absolutely. Hot commodity. 2.5%. Like you said, no closing costs. Everybody's just thinking about winter projects now, even though we're still into summer, almost fall. But anybody looking to do a construction project with Cortese, come on over and visit us at any of our 11 branches or via online and apply for that awesome 2.5% home equity.
You've told me, Mary, that the demand for the 2.5 is like off the charts.
It is. It's been every branch, I believe, has at least 10 loans in the pipeline, I would think, right now.
And that's because it can't be beat. And so take advantage of that now. Not only is now the right time to renovate your home because of rates, but you also have had months and months of opportunity to really do a inventory of what's missing in your house and make it more comfortable for you. You're not going to beat these rates, folks. So take advantage of Lakeshore for the 2.5, and Mary will be able to take care of you if you are located within the George Urban and Dick territory. The phone number there at the Pew branch is
898-2022.
And repeat that for us, Mary.
898-2022.
And before we let you go, we want to have everybody in Western New York join in a special prayer for Mary's son, Zachary, who's about to undergo open-heart surgery. We're praying for Zach, and we know he's going to pull through it fine.
Thank you, Dominic. So appreciate your prayers. You're awesome.
Oh, well, so are you. Mary Holland, the branch manager of Lakeshore Bank, Depew Branch, for 129 years. Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
Memories. When we lose a loved one, it's the memories that sustain us. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve those memories, ensuring that our loved ones are never forgotten. That's what we've been doing for more than 160 years. Family-owned and operated, Stone Art is Western New York's largest memorial company and the exclusive provider of the world's finest Rock of Ages granite memorials. American-made and guaranteed forever. Inspired by your memories, our skilled craftsmen would be honored to tell your family's story so that it will be preserved for generations to come. Stone Art's experienced, knowledgeable team will help you through the process, from design to installation, to ensure your memorial is a fitting tribute, one that will stand the test of time. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at 824-9278 or find us on the web at stoneartmemorial.com. The Stone Art Memorial Company, preserving memories.
This is an extremely important message from a local business called Sanuvair. Sanuvair specializes in sterilizing properties to ensure safety from infectious viruses. Sanuvair is built for a pandemic. Sanuvair is the COVID killer. And right now, it is imperative that schools, businesses, hospitals, and public transportation systems remain safe. If you're a business owner or head of a maintenance department who wants a safe and clean environment for employees, customers, and clients, call Sanuvair now. Sanuvair's UVGI technology kills 99.99% of harmful pathogens, bacteria, molds, including coronaviruses. Sanuvair's proven product line provides protection against harmful contagions via air purification, air filtration, and surface sterilization. Sanuvair is proud to be a local business of Buffalo, and Sanuvair is the COVID killer. Let Sanuvair keep your business safe from infectious disease. Visit Sanuvair.com or call 507-8533. That's 507-8533.
Hey Buffalo! Help the Buffalo City Mission complete their new community center by joining the Pick a Brick campaign today. You can sponsor a brick that will be used to pave the pathway to hope in front of the center. They'll engrave it with your name or that of a loved one to commemorate your generosity. When you pick your brick, you'll be part of a legacy of compassion. I've picked my brick. Have you picked yours? Pick your brick today. Visit pickabrick.org. That's pickabrick.org. The pathway to hope starts right here.
Rachel's Mediterranean Grill recognizes life is hard right now, but Western New York has dealt with adversity before. We'll always move forward. We have courage. We fight back. We're defined by our determination and compassion. We share Buffalo love. We can do this, Buffalo. Let's work together and support our local businesses and heroes. Hashtag Move Buffalo Forward. Brought to you by Radio.com in partnership with Rachel's Mediterranean Grill. New location now open. Niagara Falls Boulevard near Maple Road in Amherst.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here from my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Step one, how about a new garage door? Increase your home's curb appeal, save energy, keep your family safe. Step two, how about a Gorilla Garage floor like I have? Beautiful flooring options that last a lifetime. They add beauty and aesthetics to your garage. And lastly, step three, how about organizing your garage? Yep, perfect place for your items that you use often. Keep them organized and neat with Gorilla Garage Gear, the expertise and the specialized systems to get them organized. Better than all of these steps, how about saving money? With step one, a new garage door, you save $100. When you do step one and step two, garage door, new floor, you save $300. And if you do all three, new door, new floor, and organized equipment, you've saved $500. It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio, 715-6927. That's Joe Afalo's phone number. Write it down. 715-6927. Visit them online, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:22 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez, and good morning to you. The phone line is open. It got a line with your name on it, 803-0930. That's the number to dial. You can watch us on Facebook Live, too, as we broadcast the show there. Participate via Facebook and write your questions in. Jerry will read them. I have a texter who writes, Dominic, have a mid-70s house with pressed fiberboard siding. Need some replacement pieces. Only about 12 foot. It's 12 inches wide, 12 foot lengths, no texture. Yep, I cut my teeth with that product in the building business. That's when I first started. We were building garages. The material is called Masonite siding. It was revolutionary because it was so cheap, and the 12-inch pieces meant it went up fast. The problem with it was that it would expand with moisture, and it would cause the material to pop apart. If it's well painted and maintained, it could last a good long time. As far as where to find replacement, I would suggest you look up 84 Lumber and see if they still have any. I don't even know if the product is still available, but it's called Masonite siding. That was the brand, Masonite, and a lot of garages in Western New York were built with Masonite siding because it was so cheap and went up, as I said, so quickly. 803-0930, that's the number for you here on WBEN as we travel now to Tonawanda and talk to Tom. Good morning, Tom. We're at your house.
Hi, good morning, Tom. Right, Dominic. I have a question with regard to gutters. I had new gutters put in about a year ago next month. They're all white, and I'm noticing that dark streaks are coming through on the white of the gutter, mm-hmm. 3 inch apart, okay? So it's pure white with almost pure black streaks coming down.
Yeah.
So first thing I think of is overflow. Okay,
right.
Sure, look, clean as a whistle. No problem with that. Bubbler's working fine, no backup, nothing. So I call the guy who did them. I have a 10-year material warranty. He's telling me, now, I'm over 60 years old. I've been through this before. It's normal. Now, mm-hmm. I haven't seen any gutters in my neighborhood and that are older than mine with those lines on it.
Tom, describe your house to us. Do you have a high-pitched roof?
No, it's not high-pitched. I also checked that because I know where you're going with that.
Uh-huh.
It's a medium pitch. It's a regular Cape Cod in the town of Tonawanda, two-story. And like I said, every other house is almost the same as mine.
Okay. What it definitely is from is overspill. Now, it could be related to not being plugged, but it could be related to capacity. So,
okay.
You know, the amount of roof area that a gutter has to service has to be able to take the water in a torrential downpour. And I'm sure you've seen, you know, when we've had a torrential downpour, what can happen with our gutters. They can fill real quick, and then they will overspill.
Right.
So that's what it's from, is the overspill. Now, could it be controlled? Yeah, I would say, but it might mean a couple things. One, another downspout might matter, might change the ability for the water to drain faster. A larger gutter might have been necessary to take the higher volume.
Okay.
The pitch of the gutter might be a suspect, where maybe we're not getting enough consistent runoff, you know, to promote good drainage, so the water's laying in the gutter longer.
Right.
Which could lead to overspilling when we get a high volume of water. So it may very well end up being related to the installation, but kind of also possibly related to the infrastructure that exists with the ability to put another downspout in. There may not be one. And the ability to put in a larger gutter, which may not work to integrate with the rest of the house. So there's a couple things here at play. I would say work with the installer to see what he can do to help you accomplish this problem, eradicate this problem. And if he has high integrity, then I'm sure he's going to want to solve the problem for you.
Sure. He even came out yesterday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to the guy, and I was nagging him to a point. He went up on the roof. He said everything is fine, but it is not fine, and I know.
Yeah, yeah. You're on to something. There's definitely a problem, and it may be related to the fact that, you know, another downspout might help.
Yeah.
You know, but then if you did put another downspout in, unfortunately, the gutter's going to have to come down and be reinstalled because it's going to have to be pitched to that new downspout, too.
Understood.
Yeah. But that might do it. Now, as far as cleaning the gutter, You can use my all-purpose cleaning solution.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's going to mean you're going to have to get up on a ladder to do this.
No problem.
So be careful. Mm-hmm. Make sure the plant ladder is well planted and that it's at least 3 feet above the gutter line. And you want to use that to hold on to. And you're going to scrub the gutters with my cleaning solution, which is a quart of bleach, 2/3 of a cup of Mech soap, 3 quarts of warm water. It makes you a gallon mixture.
Okay.
And then you'll just scrub that surface down. It'll come right off.
It will.
And then you can rinse it from the ground with the hose.
Okay, so I was thinking power washing too, but that sounds just as good.
Yeah, yeah. So you got a couple things at play here. I would talk to him about the possibility of doing what's called a double pitch, where, you know, it'll pitch the way it does, and then from the midpoint pitch backwards the other way to possibly put in another downspout.
Sure.
The other thing that comes to mind with another downspout is, where's the water going to go?
Right.
Do you have a conductor system, and are we going to want to tie it into that? So it gets a little complicated. It's amazing when you think about gutters are really a simple part of our exterior,
right,
but they play such a big role at our, you know, the comfort level and the maintenance of our house.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be spending this much time on my gutters.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Okay, thanks for your...
Okay, Tom, good luck with that. Let us know how it turns out, and I think you'll get it solved if you look at it from another direction.
Great, thank you.
All right. Yeah, you know, when you think about gutters, does definitely fall into the category of an item in your home that you just pay no mind to. You know, out of sight, out of mind, you only really notice them when there's a problem, right? And typically, you know, as Tom is experiencing, he's getting overspilling. And you wonder, well, how could that be happening if they were new? Well, pitch is definitely a factor when it comes to that. But also clogging, you know, he touched on that. He did say that he kept them clean. But you just need to get up there regularly and get your eyes on that to make sure that they're clear and free-flowing.
I've been working on the gutters I can reach anyway,
uh-huh,
and there's so much dirt if you things grow out
just,
of them.
Just out of normal wear and tear, the material that comes off the roof, what, you know, flies through the air through from trees, absolutely. It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. He's polished and ready, Mike Baggerman, with the latest from the WN Newsroom. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories for this Saturday, August 22nd. Kids between kindergarten and fourth grade at Williamsville Central Schools will not be required to learn virtually if they are at home. The school board met last night to address reopening concerns. Here's Superintendent Scott Martzloff.
This was something that had come up as a concern and something really that childcare challenges get in the way of this.
Fifth grade and up will have their curriculum taught virtually in the hybrid model. Kenton Schools, meanwhile, announced that their district will adopt a hybrid model for the upcoming school year. Empire State Development was audited by the state comptroller's office, and the results were not flattering. The audit found that despite millions of dollars in state funding for high-tech projects like the Tesla plant in South Buffalo, there is not the expected number of jobs. The Riverbend plans that include Tesla received nearly $800 million in taxpayer money. Planned Parenthood of Western New York said they remain committed to the movement for Black Lives. This after a West Seneca police officer resigned for refusing to respond to a call over a dispute over a Black Lives Matter sign that was on display outside of the West Seneca Health Center. The House will vote today on mail delivery disruptions, one day after the Postmaster General spoke in front of the Senate. Democrats are expected to reverse recent changes in the service's operations and send emergency funds to help the agency before the November election. President Donald Trump has railed against mail-in voting, and Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said yesterday that election mail will arrive on time. WBEN First Alert forecast, it is going to be a warm weekend throughout Buffalo. A high of 87 degrees today. It's actually approaching the record high of 88 set back in 2008. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 68. Tomorrow, a high of 88 and a thunderstorm in some parts of the area across the southern tier. Monday, we'll have some clouds and sun. It'll be breezy but also humid with a thunderstorm and a high of 86. It's 75 currently in Buffalo. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now make sure you look at Basco, the shower doors of elegance, in a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit the showroom in Willitzer Park. And by the way, they have standard size 36-inch wide by 24-inch high glass barriers with a pass-through. They can be made in any size, but the 36 by 24 seems to be the most popular. They're made out of polycarbonate. Lead time, 1 to 2 days. And you can also get tempered glass. That's a lead time of about a week. The polycarbonate is $120 a square foot. The additional pass-through is $40. So Mark Weinholz can make these for you if you have a retail location or a restaurant and you need a barrier to protect your customers. 694-3300. Willitzer Park is where they're located. Give them a call. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions, not available in all areas. If you're a small business owner, things may have gotten tougher lately. You're probably looking for savings wherever you can find them. So you may be surprised to hear that most small businesses overpay for workers' compensation insurance. Many insurance companies just aren't set up to give small businesses the savings they deserve. But Pie Insurance was created to change that. We serve small businesses exclusively, and we can save you up to 30%. You owe it to yourself to find out if you're overpaying. Just get a quote right from your computer or smartphone at trypie.com. Pie Insurance is a no-brainer. With our simple online experience and outstanding service, we're rated excellent on Trustpilot by our customers, who tell us Pie is fast, affordable, and easy to work with. As easy as pie, in fact. Savings matter now more than ever. Isn't it worth taking 3 minutes to find out if you're overpaying for workers' comp? Ask your insurance agent for Pie Insurance or get a quote today at trypie.com. That's TRYPIE.com.
Jeremy White here. Hey, for many, money might be a little tight right now, and if you're looking for some extra cash, Marty Sr., owner of Riverfront Auto Sales, has got something you're going to love if you want cash today.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
Just bring your vehicle to Riverfront on Niagara Street, and they'll pay you cold, hard cash. And with Riverfront, there's always more. If you sell your vehicle to Riverfront, they'll pay you $500 more over the Kelley Blue Book trade-in value. Or if you trade in your vehicle and buy one from Riverfront, they'll pay you $1,000 more over Kelley Blue Book trade-in value. It's Riverfront's 500 or 1,000 sale. You will not find this deal anywhere, as Riverfront will pay you more for your vehicle.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
More cash, that is. Again, sell your vehicle to Riverfront flat out, get $500 more, or trade in your vehicle and get $1,000 more. Find out how to get $500 or even $1,000 more for your vehicle in cash right now. Call Riverfront Auto Sales, 886-1626.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
Paid actors illustrating actual clients. Prior results do not guarantee similar outcome. Each case is unique.
When a car hit me, I called Salino and Barnes. They got me $6 million, 24 times the insurance offer.
I'm Steve Barnes. Is your accident case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
After my motorcycle accident, Salino and Barnes got me $1.5 million, 12 times more than insurance offered.
I'm Ross Salino. What's your case really worth? Call us now and find out.
After I was rear-ended, insurance offered $100,000. Salino and Barnes got me $800,000.
After my car accident, insurance offered $50,000. Salino and Barnes got me $750,000.
Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
They got me over $600,000, 9 times more than insurance offered.
Salino and Barnes, injury attorneys, call 888-8888.
Main Street, Buffalo.
Replace your windows and doors with a simple plan, a plan to head to Big L on William Street in Chickawaga, or give them a call at 895-8484 and talk to the Horbit family. Big L, of course, been around for well over 40 years, and I've known Bill Sr. For all that time. We kind of cut our teeth together in the industry, and Cortese Construction has gone on, and so has Big L. to grow into what they are today. And of course, Big L going through a renovation too, just like Cortez Construction with a new location. And if you're thinking of a new window, then think no farther than Big L with the Marvin windows and Therma-True doors. Excellent quality, but it goes beyond the quality, folks. It's the service. They have a basic philosophy of doing things the right way. Ask Bill. He'll shrug his shoulders and say, do the right thing, and he'll offer you a total trust guarantee, where that means if anything ever goes wrong, they're there for you. So stop in and say hi. They're on William Street in Cheektowaga, 895-8484. Tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the flow.
10:38 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez with you here on our weekly Saturday morning coffee clutch, where we talk about anything around the house at 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now and ask your question. Jerry Craig will take your call, and he'll put you in queue. If you're on Facebook and you want to write a question in there, we'll take it as well. Facebook Live being broadcast on our WBEN Facebook page, so check that out too. You can text me at 803-0930, or certainly call me. Same phone number, 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, it's a toll-free call at 1-800-616-WBEN. As we go back to the phones in Buffalo where we left off. Joan, good morning. You're on WBEN. Hello, Joan. Are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say Joan.
Yes.
Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm hunky-dory.
Well, that's good. Haven't been hunky-dory in a while, so that's a good way to be.
Yes. Okay, my problem is my driveway. It is the original driveway. My house is a cape. It was built in 1954. I've lived here for 50 years and don't know how much longer I'm going to be here. I'm 77 years old. But my driveway is just one hot mess. Everything is kind of slanting towards the foundation. Therefore, I've got concrete slabs, the side stairs. There are cracks in the driveway. There are parts where the cement is just really lifted up.
Okay.
So my question is, I'm wondering, I need a consult because this is a complicated problem.
Right.
Someone who can come to my home and objectively assess my driveway regarding concrete or asphalt.
Yeah.
And hopefully this person would be able to recommend someone to do the job.
Yeah. So what you're describing is typical. And it all is attributable to the what happens here in Western New York.
Yes.
With our seasonality, and in the wintertime when the ground swells, the concrete is lifted from that.
Yes.
And then does fracture from that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens year after year after year, it never goes back in the same way, so it causes all of the irregularities to the substrata below the concrete, and therefore leaves the concrete driveway a mess.
Yes.
So this is not unusual. And it all leads to the discussion about the proper installation of the driveway and how to minimize this from reoccurring. And it really is based solely in the proper drainage of the substrate.
Mm-hmm.
The water has to be able to get out. So in the wintertime, there's no water that's collecting there to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's done, if the right pitch is built into the substrate, and then mirrored on the surface of the driveway, you're less likely to have any future ongoing issues with this. Now, having said that, you know, the age of the driveway will certainly lead to the problem. As I've said, over time, you get that ground swelling and ebbing and tiding over the seasons. So inevitably, you're going to start to see movement. It's just inevitable because of the climate we live in. I would recommend you consider concrete over blacktop because it'll give you long-term, less maintenance, probably better value, you know, at resale. What neighborhood in Buffalo are you in?
I'm in North Buffalo.
Yeah.
University Heights here.
Yeah. So sometimes what we see, too, in some areas, in some neighborhoods, is that the houses are built almost too low to the ground, where they don't allow for enough height and therefore enough pitch. Mm-hmm. That's a challenge because what we have to do then is create what's called negative pitch, where we would drain away from the house and maybe to the middle of the driveway. We've done many, many driveways like this in the past when we did concrete work, where we actually created a V. So the water would drain to the middle and then down the center of the driveway.
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think, you know, you're right to deal with this and get it done so that it doesn't hurt the value of the house. Because, you know, somebody looking to buy your house would come in and say, well, I got to spend, you know, X dollars on a new driveway, so I'm going to take that off what I'm offering. In today's day, though, with there being such competitive bidding on houses, maybe that wouldn't happen. But it's still better to deal with the maintenance and upkeep. And you also touched on the fact that it's draining towards the house. So that leads me to another whole set of concerns regarding what might be leading to water problems in the basement.
I haven't had any yet, but I can see stains on the inside basement foundation wall. So,
yeah,
it's beginning to happen. But
yeah.
Again, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I'm 77 years old. This is the original driveway, so I really need a consult.
Yeah.
You've helped me a lot.
So what I would do for you is tell you to call Emily on Monday morning, and she will give you some names.
Okay, can you give me the name?
Yeah, Emily is our office receptionist, 683-2100, and she'll give you some names of people we refer to for concrete.
Okay, but she would give me someone that could come over?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I will tell you right now, Joan, you're not going to see it this year.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah, it'll definitely be something that would have to be planned for the spring.
Okay, absolutely. Well, Dominic, thank you so much.
Okay, Joan. Good luck. Thanks for the call. All right, dear.
Bye-bye.
Joan's line is now free for you folks at 803-0930. Participate in the program right now by picking up the phone and giving me a call. Like I helped Joan, I can help you. 803-0930. A texter writes, Dominic, we have a long-standing corner shower stall with fiberglass walls and glass doors. The base is, I believe, soapstone. Despite my attempts to keep it clean, the base is discolored and retains a coating, probably soap and shampoo residue, I would agree, in the center of the floor. I've tried vinegar solutions and bleach, off-the-shelf cleaners and elbow grease, all without effects. Any suggestions? Probably porosity over the age of the unit has caused this. So I would say there may be nothing that'll get it completely cleaned up. But you could try CLR. CLR usually works good when it comes to soap, soap scum, lime residue, probably more effective than most other household cleaners. CLR, calcium, lime, and rust. So check that out, and I think that'll be the trick for you. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. We're dealing with concerns about what we breathe, right? Because nobody wants to catch the COVID-19 coronavirus. And breathing clean air is kind of at the core of what we think about every day now. And it's funny about that because most of the time, we never think about what we breathe. This is why people ignore what's in their ductworks. Yeah, it's out of sight, it's out of mind. But lurking deep down in your ductwork could be a lot of things that could really make you sick over the long term. Dust mites, dust mite feces, dead animal parts. Breathing that in is not good. Of course, indoor air professionals can come over and completely clean that out for you with their patented column duct cleaning system. They blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, they suck it out and they leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Also, of course, high capacity dehumidifier is essential to not breathe in moist air, and medical grade air purifiers known to be able to eradicate the coronavirus. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Morning, Dominic. Yes, it's, you know, we always talk about beating the fall rush, and guess what? That ship has sailed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we talk in January, we're always talking about the fact that if you reduce the particulate in the air, which you talked about through the cleaning of a thorough cleaning of the ductwork, or applying a medical grade air purifier, or even a high-capacity dehumidifier, because if there's less moisture in the air,
yeah, it
floats less particles. So all those three things work together to lower particulate counts, and the particulate is a transport vehicle. We always say for flu and virus, but who cares about the virus, right?
Right.
I mean, we're getting over that. No, but truthfully, we've never been fear-mongers. We always just say, hey, we're going to make people healthier. But we just love the fact, and so do many businesses that are opening that are applying the medical-grade air purifier, because with the DFS technology, it's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration,
wow,
HEPA-filtered purifiers. And we do sell HEPA-filtered purifiers still,
because
mm-hmm, it's not in everybody's budget. But at any rate.
All right. 683-3000, that's the number to get ready to dial. And here is the Hammer Time radio discount for this week.
Okay, so first of all, I am at the phones today, so be patient. But I'll be here until 6 o'clock. And you can save still $300 off of a medical-grade air purifier. Once again, there's portables that cover 1,000 square feet and whole-house units that go in line in your furnace.
Mm-hmm.
Two ways to go, two great ways to go. Then there is the high-capacity dehumidifier. Okay, that's still $300 off. And then lastly, with duct cleaning that I said we're scheduling 3-4 weeks out, with a couple of emergency spots, is $35 off.
Okay, so great discounts, and only you can get them by calling right now. 683-3000, got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
New Jeep Compass Latitude, $279 a month, not one penny down at Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram, all taxes and fees included, loaded with Apple CarPlay, Android Auto for complete integration with your phone, including all maps and navigation. So start your deal online with Online Express Buy and come get your new Jeep. It's a summer clearance event, Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram.
Transitown.
It literally is the last call for 2020 Jeep Cherokee Limiteds. This has been one of our best sellers and greatest values all year, and we're running out. We've got a few left, and you can still get one for $339 a month, not one penny down. But when they're gone, that's it till the 21s come in. So come see us, Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram.
On approved credit, leases 42 months, 25 cents per mile, over 10,000 miles per year. First payment due at signing. Must finance through Transitown Lender. $395 disposition fee at lease end. Leasee responsible for maintenance and repair. Includes conquest and or returning leasee cash. Not all buyers will qualify. Offer expires 8/31/20.
Trust Transitown.
Remember our honeymoon?
We only took 1 week because we didn't want to miss too much work.
And then they laid you off.
Should have taken 2 weeks.
They did bring you back.
Yep, night shift. Now, I'm not afraid to work, but
you were ready for something new.
Heating and cooling seemed like a good idea, but I didn't know anything about it.
That didn't stop you.
I am a different kind of duck.
I like that about you.
Emerald Heating and Cooling.
I was in a car accident. My front tooth cracked. It definitely embarrassed a smile. I got mini dental implants. It changed my life because it made me feel like me. Like I can smile and feel like Ashley. I just want to say thank you.
Mini dental implants can change your life too.
You can be you again. Call Dr. Todd Chatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center, 839-1700, for a free consultation.
I'm more than happy. I'm ecstatic.
It's the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event at Wester Hyundai.
Whoa, that was cool.
I was going for epic.
It was epically cool.
Just trying to capture how epically awesome and affordable new Hyundais are. The epicness of America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, and Hyundai's owner assurance that every Hyundai comes with.
Major epicosity.
All at Wester Hyundai. Plus, right now, a lease on a new 2020 Hyundai Tucson SE all-wheel drive is just $229 a month. $229. A 36-month lease with $2,000 down payment plus first payment, tax, acquisition, and registration fees due at signing. No security deposit required. 10,000 miles per year. 20 cents per mile over. Must finance through Hyundai Motor Finance Company. Offer expires August 31st. Not all buyers qualify. Unless provided by manufacturer, lessee is responsible for all maintenance and excess wear and tear.
The epicness is mind-boggling.
On Transit Road in Williamsville, north of Maple, near Klein, next to the Wester Used Car Outlet. Or go to WesterHyundai.com. Wester Hyundai.
Whoa.
Love Cortez, your man for home improvement. Finally figured it out. September the 12th is the big drawing date for the Ava roof. That's right. You can win a free roof from Ava Roofing. It's Dominic Cortese here, and if you've heard me talk about what a great value a new roof is from Ava, and now Ava Roofing has even a better deal for you. How about free? That's right. Ava Roofing is giving away a free roof, and all you have to do is go online, avaroofing.com, click the free roof giveaway, and fill out the contact info, and you're entered to win. That's it. And there's eight more ways, though, you can enter and earn 1,000 additional chances to win. For example, when you like their free roof giveaway post on Facebook, you get another entry. Comment on it and you'll get one more. Share it, you get five more. And if you complete all eight methods to enter, you get 500 bonus entries. Imagine over 1,000 chances to win a new roof. Now that's great value. Go to avaroofing.com to enter today. No purchase is necessary, and there is no gimmick here, folks. Ava Roofing is the place for roof replacement or repair. 990-4793. That's 990-4793, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:53 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese with you here on WBEN with the Home Improvement Hour, also called Hammer Time Radio. We've been doing this since 1989, if you can believe that. 32 years almost coming up in the spring. Jerry Craig, our producer, taking your calls, 803-0930, as we travel back to Alma now and say good morning to Ron. Ron, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, Dominic, I have a problem with our gutters clogging up. The trees are getting bigger, and it's getting too much for me to keep cleaning them. I wonder if you've got an opinion on any of these companies, that, for instance, Gutter Helmet.
Yeah. So, first and foremost, Ron, we have to make sure that you don't have an ice problem with heat loss in the winter, because if you do, the gutter guards or shields could be destroyed from ice expansion.
You're talking about with a gutter helmet?
Well, first, as they say, before we even talk about what to put in a gutter, we have to make sure you don't have a problem with ice, with heat loss. Okay?
Well, I don't think I do have a problem
good
with that. I
mean, okay. Because, yeah, you would know. You'd have icicles, so you'd know. So then, as far as what to do, I have a product at home called Leaf Relief. And what I like about it is it's very simple and relatively inexpensive. It's kind of C-shaped. Matches the profile of the gutter, snaps in. Small screws are used to hold it in place. There's two cut lines in the surface of it that let the rainwater in and don't let the debris in. Now, I still have to go up there a couple times a year with just a blower and blow the debris that collects on the surface off, because it still happens. But I don't have any issues with clogging anymore.
Have you got any literature on that I could look at?
If you Google Leaf Relief.
Leaf Relief.
Yeah, you'll find it. And then it'll lead you to locations that sell it.
Okay. Is that something you guys install?
We do not. But I believe if you speak to Ava, they may be able to direct you. Either they would do it or they would know somebody who would.
Okay. All right. Well, you have no other... you have an opinion on gutter helmet?
You know, I don't have a direct connection or opinion because I don't have any direct experience, but I will say that I don't want to see you overspend where you could probably get the job accomplished for less with the product that I'm talking about.
Leaf Relief.
Right.
L-E-A-F. Okay.
Relief. R-E-L-I-E-F. All right.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Ron's line is now free as we travel next to Cheektowaga and speak with Lenny. Lenny, good morning. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. Hey, I got a problem here. I have two concrete blocks about 4x5 that are leading from the garage door down towards the end of the driveway. And I have like four large evergreens alongside that are shading that part of the driveway.
Okay.
I've tried various cleaners. I can't seem to get this black residue off the concrete.
Have you tried my cleaning solution?
Pardon?
Have you tried my cleaning solution?
No, I haven't.
So that's a quart of bleach.
I got to mark this down.
Yep, write it down. You can use this on anything outside the house. Aluminum, siding, vinyl, overhangs, gutters, concrete, patio furniture. A quart of bleach, 2/3 of a cup of Mex, M-E-X. That's a soap made by UGL, and you can buy that at home centers. And you mix that in 3 quarts of warm water. Now, in your case, I would like you to put a little bit more bleach in, because the bleach is going to help with the shade from the moss that's growing in the shade. Let that sit on the concrete for a few hours, and then scrub it, and then rinse it. You may have to do this every year.
I don't know why. Why it causes...
Yeah, it's just from the shade. You may have a little spore growing in the concrete from the shade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. As we move along now to Williamsville and say hey to Barb. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, dear. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I have a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
One is about my bathroom. In my bedroom, the master bath.
Okay.
It is in two parts. The house is from 1979. I'm the original owner. And what they did was they built part of the bathroom is like a dressing room.
Yes.
With the sink.
Sure.
And the next room is the shower.
Sure.
And the toilet. And my shower is starting to fall apart.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what kind of pricing.
The problem with bathrooms is that it's kind of an all-in proposition. If you want to bring the whole bathroom up to date, you've got to do the whole space. And the problem you're facing is it's a large space. So it's very challenging to be cost-effective,
okay,
you know, kind of reasonably on a budget for a large bathroom footprint that you have.
Right.
But if you wanted to do it in parts, there are shower units that can be put in. Those are very reasonable. You can get those for, you know, $5,000 to $7,000. But then if you go into a tile shower, you're going to be into the $15,000 to $20,000 range. And if you did the whole bathroom, you're going to see that go close to 50, if not beyond. So it is challenging to do a bathroom, and doing it in parts does not always make sense either, because then you don't have any value. Well, great questions today. We'll see you next Saturday. Have a great week. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.